Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. The Al-Fiqhu al-Madahib al-Arba'a is the name of this program. Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today's date is the 10th of Shawwal, 1443, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 12th of May 2022. Today our topic is on Hajj. We have our Honorable Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, the first question is, what are the virtues of Hajj and Umrah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, our Mawlana Zahid Khan and brother Dawood Mondli are there in Durban. And I am here in our land studios with brother Bonface and Suleiman Esop and others, mashallah. Okay, so we are starting a new series, and that is to do with Hajj. So why have we chosen this topic now? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the Noble Quran has taught us, Al-Hajju Ashhurum Ma'lumat, that the months of Hajj are well known. So what indeed are the months of Hajj? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of Hajj and pilgrimage in various verses of the Noble Quran. So open Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 197. Chapter 2, verse 197. So what are indeed the months of Hajj? Simple for the public and the masses to understand. Min Eidin ila Eidin. From one Eid till the next Eid. So from Eidul Fitr, first of Shawwal. So in South Africa, last week, Tuesday, was the first of Shawwal. In Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, and most countries of the world last week, Monday. Hence, today is the 10th of Shawwal, and we know today Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, her nikah took place with Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on 10th of Shawwal. So that also came in, by the way. Anyway, so min Eidin ila Eidin, till the 10th of Zulhijjah, Eidul Adha. So those are the months of Hajj. So if a person fasten his or her ihram today for Hajj, let's say Hajj-Ifrad, so technically and according to jurisprudence, it's totally permissible. There's no problem with that. What are the virtues of Hajj and Umrah and all that? So let us give you first and foremost from the Noble Quran. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, you render the adhan. Adhan literally means announcement. Wa adhin fin nasi bil hajj yatuka rijala. So you must announce to humanity about the Hajj. That is the commandment Almighty Allah told and instructed Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. If you go today where the palace is, obviously it's an eyesore, but nevertheless, so that mountain there is called Jabal Abi Qubais. And this is mentioned in Surah 22, Surah Hajj. And verse number 27 and 28, the verses I'm quoting now. So you, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Ibrahim, announce about Hajj. People will come min kulli fajjin amik, from far and distant places. Then what will they observe? Now this is the virtue. Chapter 22, Surah 22, Surah Hajj, and that is verse 28. Chapter 22, verse 28. لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِيَ لَهُمْ. They will observe and they will witness the nafa, the benefit, the gain, the profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, accruing to them. So let us go to Sahaba, let us go to Tabi'in and Awliyaullah, and from there you will understand. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu son, when you study his profile, he performed Hajj 60 times. A'taqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. He liberated 1,000 slaves and he performed 1,000 umrahs. Subhanallah. Can we imagine up and down from Medina to Makkah he was going? He passed away also in Makkah Mukarramah. Then we come to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. He's based in Iraq. Then he, the one who performed 55 Hajj. Can you imagine in those days? Nowadays we jump in the plane, board the plane in 8, 10, 12, 15, 20 hours we're there. So remember, maximum 24 hours you'll be there. So remember those days was 1 month journey, walking in that intense heat on the camel and so forth and so on. So when they asked Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, isn't Hajj first compulsory once only? He said yes. So what you have to go every year? He said, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِيَ لَهُمْ, so that they will witness and observe and see the nafa, the benefit coming to them. Pirane Pir Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So he performed 50 Hajj. Same reason. So imagine that this is going on. Then Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Hajjul Mabroor Laysa Lahu Jaza'un Illa Al-Jannah, that the Hajj Mabroor. What is Hajj Mabroor? In the very verse I quoted to you about the months. So you must remember, Almighty Allah states, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. There must be no husband-wife talk and intimate talk while you're in ihram. وَلَا فُسُوقَ, no sin, smoking and all that. وَلَا جِدَال, no argument, fighting and so forth while you're in ihram. So when you do that, that is Hajj Mabroor. So the reward for it definitely is Jannah. So we can see so many rewards. A lady, my wife, my mother, my sister perform Hajj, daughter. So in a case, I'll give you examples obviously. So Nabi alayhi salam's hadith, you open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam told the women, yes, there is jihad for you. Jihadukunna al-hajj ila qitala fi. That the jihad for you is hajj. And there is no qital, no combat fighting in that. I perform hajj, you Mona Zahid perform hajj, we receive the reward of hajj. Our wives, our mothers, daughters, sisters perform the hajj, they get double reward. One is for hajj and one is for jihad as well. Subhanallah. The generosity, the magnanimity of Almighty Allah, our mothers and sisters. And then Umrah, all these are authentic ahadith, open Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, and various compilations. Then Al-Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. Al-Umratu ila al-Umrati kaffaratu lima baynahuma. From one Umrah to the next Umrah, remember that that is an atonement. Our minor sins all get forgiveness. So may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all the Masajid. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq not just to perform a Hajj and Umrah and that, no. Quran Sharif teaches us Surah 3 verse 31. Fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately, then yuhbibkumullah. Anything we do in life, it must be done, fulfill our duty with beauty. That is what Islam is. Not we just do, you know, haphazard and that Hajj Umrah, no. That is not what Islam wants. And I explain to you now. Yuhbibkumullah, that Almighty Allah will make you His beloved. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah Ta'ala will forgive you your sins. See two ibadats and the hadith in Bukhari Muslim. Bukhari Sharif, Swallu kamara aytumuni uswalli. Perform your salat, namaz, prayer as you see me, Habibullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, performing the salat. Come to Umrah Hajj, khudu anni manasikakum. Take from me your actions, your speech regarding Hajj Umrah. So we must fulfill a quality Hajj, a quality Umrah, a quality ziyarat to Medina Munawwara. know what are. Not just get through it and just go finish. No. It must be done beautifully. We fulfill our duty with beauty and with sincerity. Then all the reward and fadail and virtues of Hajj and Umrah will accrue, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, the next question is, what is the history of the Baytullah?
So what I'm saying is this, regarding the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. So what is the Kaaba? The Kaaba is Makanun Murtafi'. So you must remember, it is a lofty, high place and so forth. So if you study the history of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, so Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Inna awwala bayti hudiya linnasi lalladhi bi bakkata mubaraka wa huda للعالمين. That verily the house, the first house of worship to be built here on this earth was the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. And Almighty Allah has mentioned in Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 96. So we must remember that that is what we believe in, enshrined in a noble Quran. Now the question arises that who built the Baytullah during all this time and so forth. So we, the Sunnah wal Jama'a, Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah has written a wonderful book, Kitabul Manasik, and many ulama have written and so forth. So inshallah, if we get time, we'll mention which books are very, very good and so forth in today's program, and you should try and read it. We'll come to that inshallah. So this is the brief history. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he is the Bani Awwal, the first builder of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Then time progressed, then the Baytullah went into ruins and so forth. Then only the foundation was left. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, Al-Bani Asani, the second one to refurbish, rebuild it, all that was Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and his beloved son Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam assisted him. Wa idh yarfa'u Ibrahimul qawa'ida min al-bayti wa Ismail. So open Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse 127. And therefore, for all of you, I see a new list was sent out today. I received it. Who are the fortunate people, inshallah, to go for Hajj and Umrah and Medina and so forth. So daily, whether your name came out or not, but you made intention for Hajj, you didn't make intention for Hajj, but still read it. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala, in Urdu, it sounds beautiful. Ya Allah, bar bar hazri naseeb farma. Ya Allah, take us many times there in our lifetime, obviously. Surah 2, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tubalina. Oh, Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj and forgive us. Innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Verily, you are of forgiving and very, very merciful. So, Surah 2, verse 128. So Nabi Adam alayhi salam, then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, then came the time when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, before Nubuwat, before receiving the first wahi and revelation. Some ulama say Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam's age mubarak was 25. Other ulama say 35. This is an academic discussion. That is the time they reconstructed the Baytullah, and they said, we will use only halal money, not gambling money and money from alcohol and so forth. So they use halal money, but it was not sufficient. So that is how the hatim, the semicircle, came into existence. Not like how it is now. It was very simple structure at that time. And the Arab ulama and the Arabs, we call it hatim. Hatim mahtum, to be cut off from the Kaaba Musharrafa. And the Arab people and Arab ulama, they say Hijr Ismail. According to the books of history and so forth, they say Nabi Ismail alayhi salam is buried there as well. Nevertheless, wallahu a'lam, Allah knows best and so forth. Then when we go on, you must remember, we find that during the time that Hajjaj bin Yusuf, so he built it and so forth. Then remember that, you know, in the time of Imam Malik and that, Harun Rashid wanted to change it and so forth. So like that, you must remember. remember, before Hajjaj bin Yusuf, you find Abdullah ibn Zubair. He put two doors, one for entry, one for exit. Then Hajjaj brought it back to one door. Then Harun Rashid wanted to put two doors. Imam Malik put a stop to it and said, you kings and rulers, you're going to play with the Kaaba Musharrafa, and the majesty and the grandeur of it will be removed from the hearts of people because you're playing with the Kaaba. So we all indebted to Imam Malik rahimahullah. And then as the governments came and changed, they made additions and so forth. So obviously what we see now, the spot is the same, and the structure went through many, many changes and so forth and so on. Like for example, the Hatim is much bigger now compared to the original when it was built and rebuilt in the time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mufti Saab, the next question is, how many times did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform the Umrah, sir?
Remember, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed two Hajj and one Hajj after compulsion. So before it became compulsory, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed two Hajj. Hajj is an ancient ibadat from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. Therefore, we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah say, Ma min Nabiyin illa waqad hajja. Every Nabi, every messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala perform Hajj. If you open Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah, you will find there that Nabi Adam alayhi salam, this proves the point that Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam from the heavens and the skies and Jannah, when he was transferred to this world, then he landed in Hind, in India. India don't mean today's India. You must remember, you must take today's India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and all those areas together. So that is Hind. So if you go there to Sri Lanka, Ceylon, you will find they have Adam's Peak there. So you must remember, from wherever he was, min al-Hind, from there he walked. 10 times he performed Hajj min al-Hind. The hadith, remember, therefore, Nabi Adam alayhi salam landed in India. So the greater India, if you want to use the term to make people understand. And from there, he performed the Hajj Mashiyan. And every Nabi performed Hajj. Remember that. Therefore, Hajj is so special and so forth. So nevertheless, that we see that was 2 times. And then in the 10th year of the Hijrah, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed the Hajjatul Wida, where Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam bade farewell to the Ummah. La'alli la arakum ba'da me hadha, that after this year I will not see you. And that's exactly what happened. Plus minus approximately 3 months after the Hajj, we see that 9th of Zulhijjah in Arafat on that Friday, in the 10th year of the Hijrah, and then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed there in Mina, the extra day, the 13th, and the night of the 14th. The departure took place from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, and then you have Zulhijjah, Hijjah to Muharram 1 month, Muharram to Safar, Safar to Rabiul Awwal, and 12 Rabiul Awwal, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place on a Monday, 12 Rabiul Awwal, the 11th year of the Hijrah. So that is why Hajjatul Wida. So one Hajj after it became compulsory, and two Hajj before it became compulsory. Thereafter, remember Umrah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fastened Ihram for Umrah 4 times. Why? In the month of Zulqa'dah, 1500 Sahaba, they left Medina Munawwara, and when they reached Hudaybiyah, nowadays called Shumaysiyah, that time they were non-Muslim, Abu Sufyan, Khalid bin Walid and others. They prevented Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba. Some ahadith say 1400, some say 1500, so it means plus minus. So they said, no, you can't. And this led to the Sulah Hudaybiyah, the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. So this you call the aborted Umrah. So the Umrah itself was not performed. The 7th year, during the month of Zulqa'dah, Umrah was performed. And remember, this is known as Umratul Qadha. They were allowed to come for 3 days and so forth. Then in the 8th year, again, remember, it was the month of Zulqa'dah. So 6th year, Zulqa'dah, 7th year, Zulqa'dah, 8th year, Zulqa'dah. Then the sequence of events is Fateh Makkah takes place, the conquest of Makkah, on the 21st of Ramadan. And thereafter, remember, there was some resistance there, Battle of Hunain and so forth. Then in Zulqa'dah, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam performs Umrah from Ji'irana. Ji'irana is 30 kilometers away from Makkah Mukarramah. We've been there with Allah's help several times as well. We fasten Ihram there and you take the groups there to show them. So this is the place where, and it's wonderful facilities there, Alhamdulillah. So for wudu and ghusl and taking a bath and so forth. So many a time you find people from Indonesia, Malaysia, Pakistan, India, they come with buses and then they make, you know, they take a bath there and so forth. Then they fasten their haram there, make intention there and perform Umrah. So this happened at night time. So many Sahaba also were unaware of it. Then in the 10th year of the Hijrah, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam made intention of Qiran Hajj. And then Nabi alayhi salatu salam left Medina Munawwara on the 25th of Zulqa'dah, entered on the 4th of Zulhijjah. And remember, Qiran means you perform Umrah and Hajj. So these are how you get 4 Umrahs and 1 Hajj after the Hajj became compulsory. While so carry on, Maulana.
In this day and age, which is the Hajj that people should perform, especially if it is their first Hajj?
Okay, before I answer that question, I want to just say that, but it's good, you must ask the question quick, so it's fine. So I'll answer that as well. In this day and this age, if anybody wants to read about Hajjatul Wida or Hajjatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Umratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best book I found was Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Shaykhul Hadith Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. In 3-4 nights he wrote the whole book. It's a miracle, karamat, you know. And remember, it's written in Arabic, the original by Hazrat Sheikh. And I have the Arabic and the Urdu also I have, Alhamdulillah. And that is translated by Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi Shaheed. He passed away. So he was also in Karachi in our time, mashallah. And if you look at the introduction, the foreword, you will find it's written by Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah, the Urdu one. So there you will find that Hazrat bin Nuri, who himself was a giant and Allama Muhaddis, so he writes, Is Dor ke sabse bare Muhaddis, the greatest scholar, one of the greatest scholar of Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Zakaria Shaykhul Hadith Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So those of you who know Arabic, who know Urdu, you should refer to that book, a masterpiece, academically and so forth, and a really wonderful full book. You know, I always encourage ulama students to refer to that. So maybe you, Mona Zaid, one day, that you young men, you know, so inshallah that you can translate it from the Arabic to English or Urdu to English. It will be a great, great service to humanity, whichever person does it. Allah give somebody tawfiq. Regarding our people, whether you're in Africa, Europe, America, Australia, New Zealand, and we're Arab Peninsula, first time in your life, you are going for Hajj, you must remember. So which Hajj should you perform? And if you want the Hajj kitab, then you can take my kitab also, the Hajj and Umrah Q&A, inshallah. And you see, today is the 10th of Shawwal. So I told you, and remember that if you look at the calendar, on the 28th of May, Radio Al Ansar International and them are having a Hajj seminar. So I will be in Durban that weekend, inshallah. So I will be participating. So I told them, inshallah, that I'll bring few copies. I've got limited few editions left and few copies left, inshallah, of my Hajj and Umrah Q&A. So inshallah, we'll give it to some people who are going first time. So for all of you who are going first time, mashallah, for Umrah, for Hajj, then it's like, you know, you must leave everything else. You must. Must don't mean now first, but must means that ethically you should perform, you must remember Tamattu Hajj. Why we will never recommend for a person who's going for Hajj the first time to make Ifrat? Murad Hajj or Qiran Hajj. Because from the time you tie your ihram and you go into the state of ihram, in English we call in the state of consecration, remember, then you'll have to stay in ihram all the time. So you must remember. So it's very difficult. By the time you finish up, it'll be so many dum. By the time your Hajj finish, it'll be tama dum calendar Hajj, you know. So remember, so just make tamattu Hajj. And that is what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the Ummah as well to do. So this is according to all schools, that whether you Shafi, Maliki, Hanafi, Hanbali, in this day, this age, perform tamattu Hajj. What is tamattu Hajj? That you will go, this is how we normally go from South Africa. Other groups do it different, but anyway. So we normally go from South Africa, then we go to Madinah Munawwara. We spend our 1 week there, 5 days, 6 days, 8 days, 10 days, whatever it is, what how you made agreement with your agent. And thereafter, you fasten your ihram and you make intention for umrah only. So when you reach on the way, then you will be reading labbaik allahumma labbaik labbaik la sharika laka labbaik innal hamda wan ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. And when you reach there, Makkah, now after you have rested and you're ready, so then we go and perform umrah. You make tawaf 7 times, you go around the baytullah, you read your 2 rakat salat, you make dua at Multazam or anywhere else, remember. And thereafter you go Safa Marwa, you start at Safa, end at Marwa. Then the man, you shave your hair, the woman, you cut your hair. Umrah finish, now you go and take a shower, take a bath, and then you go back into your normal clothes. And thereafter, on the 8th, 7th or 8th, whatever is convenient for you, of Zulhijjah, you will take a bath, and again you will tie and wear the ihram and so forth, and you make intention for Hajj only. So that is why it is the most easiest and the most convenient as well. So all of you who are going for the first time, remember, if you have any Hajj kitab, leave all the notes regarding Ifrad Hajj and Qiran Hajj, that will confuse you and blow your fuses also. You must just read all the notes regarding Tamattu Hajj. Quran also makes ishara to that. If you study Lataiful Quran, the greater and the beautiful signs, Quran says, فَمَن تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. So even Allah Jalla Wala is telling us that rather you perform tamattu Hajj. So remember, Allah knows how weak we are. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Human being, remember that we are such that we look for every loophole almost. So in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 196, Almighty Allah has mentioned it.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to the kitab, what's the name of the kitab?
Hajjatul Wida wa Umratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Sheikh ul Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria, Sheikh ul Hadith, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu.
Mufti Sahib, the next question is, who is the best agent to book for now in South Africa?
Okay, so you must remember South Africa in the good old days. Now I'm speaking of the 70s, 80s, 90s. We had so many agents, and South Africa had one record. You understood? You compare South Africa with Africa, you compare them with America, Europe. They never had so many female agents. You must remember that. But South Africa, mashallah, if you can say mashallah. So you must remember, so many agents, so you could pick and choose. And the amount of female agents, we didn't say mashallah for the female agents, we said mashallah for the amount of agents generally. And the record was the amount of female agents they had. Now, this year, you must remember that according to what I'm reading, you must remember, I see there are only 4 agents. You must remember that. One is Flywell, you know, Abu Bakr and them in Pretoria. So we should travel a lot with them. Their service, everything very, very good. People ask me, I say very good. But sometimes people find it but expensive, but the service all very good. And then second one, Khidmatul Awam. So Khidmatul Awam, they told me their prices, and that I spoke to one of the responsible brothers there. So look at the entry level. Entry level will be above 60,000-70,000 per person. Mozaid, you perform Hajj.
No.
Right. Now imagine you better start making dua from now and reading Ya Wahabu and all that. So a couple who wants to go for Hajj, this is very serious, you know. And I told them the other day, tafsir I made, you know, Tuesday night in the masjid, so in Jami. So I said, nowadays, if you want to go for Hajj, minimum, you will need 200,000 rand. The agent, you will have to give 150,000, and then you will be left with 40, 50,000 for your transport, and for your food, and for your shopping, little bit, dates, and zamzam, and whatever else, and everything. And then finish, the 200,000 is gone. So imagine that if you want to go, our quota is, I think, 1,138 around there somewhere. And there's only four agents. So you must remember, the first one I know is Flywell. We went with them. Excellent, very good service. Second one is Khidmatul Awam. Khidmatul Awam, normally, they have like, you know, a budget package, then middle class package, and then an expensive package. So for the people who want to go for Hajj, they should either look at Flywell and Budget and Khidmatul Awam. There are other two agents, but I don't know much about them. I never ever went for Hajj with them and so forth, so I can't comment about them. But these two we know about, you must remember. So that is what I recommend. You must remember that either you got the money, you got the means, then you go with Flywell. And if you can't, then rather you go with Khidmatul Awam. So that is my suggestion and advice to the South African Hujjaj. Other countries, obviously, you must look at your own agents. I know in UK, there is my colleague there, because they used to invite me many times during Ramadan, and in Blackburn, Mona, Inamul Hassan and them. So like that, we know few agents, you know, like when we used to go, the group from Malawi, they used to join us, and then people from Zambia, they used to join, and like that. Mozambique has got different agents. So every country nowadays, with the new laws and all that, there are a lot of restrictions, and you have to invest a lot of money as well. So as I told you, the prices are not, it's not cheap, it's very, very expensive. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for all the Hujjaj and Mu'tamirin and Zahirin. Hujjaj, those who want to go for Hajj and perform Hajj. Mu'tamirin, those who perform Umrah and want to make Umrah. And Zahirin, those who are going for Ziyarah to Madinah Munawwara. Allah Jalla Wala make the dream come true.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you back to this program. Mufti Sahib, should we go to Medina before Hajj or after Hajj?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Remember that from a fiqh point of view and Islamic point of view, is optional. Both ways will work. One is you go to Madinah Munawwara first and then you go Makkah. We prefer that for variety of reasons. And if you take the UK group and them, I see many of them, they go to Madinah Munawwara after Hajj and so forth. So anyway, both ways is totally permissible. So why do we, 90% of our agents, South African agents, that we go and take the groups first to Medina and then we come. Number one, then when you leave South Africa, you don't have to worry about ihram and all that. Because to go in the plane, 8 hours, 10 hours, 15 hours, depending, you're going direct, you're going via Dubai, via Egypt, via this country, that country, Ethiopia. So remember, it can be 15 hours also. So for people, it's very, very cumbersome. So that's one reason already we say that rather you go Madina Munawwara, then there's no issues about ihram, you in your normal clothes. Second, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed his Umrah and Hajj all from Madina Munawwara. So ittiba'an bin Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that way you will imitate Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And third one, when you go to Madina Munawwara first, the crowd also is less compared to after Hajj, because the Hajj crowd then, and half the people go home, other half also, half I mean, you know, plus minus, go to Medina. So Medina is choked then, is very full. So these are our experience. But if any group wants to go after the Hajj, there's no problem with that. It's totally acceptable.
Mufti Sahib, which hadith speaks the most of Hajj?
Remember that if you want the hadith in detail regarding Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Hajjatul Wida, the hadith of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu an, and if you want the reference of it, go open Sahih Muslim. Sahih Muslim has got certain ahadith, long, long ahadith, like this one here on Hajj. And that is what the Sheikh has based his book on. So you must remember that Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadithu Jabir radiallahu anhu, all the details basically you will find there. And then the Sheikh elaborates on it and so forth and so on. And you will see other ulama also have written books on this, you know, on detail. So like the Muhaddisin, Allama Nawawi and them, in Minhaj, the commentary of Muslim Sharif. Like that, ulama have written great, great commentaries and so forth. The point I want to make here is this, that if you want to study the Hajjatul Wida of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even Sheikh Albani, I have his book also, the Hajjatul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hajjatul Wida of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the only thing, when you study these type of books, you must be careful. Sometimes the Salafis, then they write maslas there which we don't agree with. I give you one masla they write, you must remember that they got one ajib masla, these people. They say when you go perform hajj, you go perform tawaful ziyarat, you go perform tawaful ifada. Tawaful ziyarat is the Hanafi terminology, tawaful ifada is the Shafi, Hanbali, Maliki. So it's the same tawaf, is compulsory. So they say there, many of the Salafis, not all but many of them, they say in that you can make intention of tawaful wida. So once you make that, then tawaful wida is done and finished. Now obviously a thing like that is very dangerous. So I always debate with them. I say, you all say khudu anni, first Quran says fattabi'uni, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said khudu anni manasikakum, mentioned in Sahih Muslim, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed tawaful ifada, tawaful ziyara, and after that the last action was tawaful wida. So where do you God get this from? So certain masail like that you need to be careful about. But on the whole, some points they bring are very good and so forth. So take the good and leave out everything else. So that is how you should. So everybody going for Hajj, you should always read Fadailul Hajj also of Hazrat Sheikh. That's a great book to read also. And you will find good advices there as well. And people should not look at their pockets, 100,000, 200,000, 500,000. If you're taking five star package, easy $250,000, $500,000 will go away. So our people, they love everything tip top, you know. So in a case like that, the hadith teaches us beautifully in Ibn Majah and Tirmidhi Sharif, tabi'u bayn al hajj wal umrah, that after umrah make hajj, after hajj make umrah, fa innahuma yanfiyani dhunub wal faqr, that the more hajj you perform, the more umrah you perform, Allah will remove and erase your vices and sins and remove the poverty. We think we will get poor with Umrah and Hajj. Allah Jalla Wala sent Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the only mercy to the entire universe and creation, among the creation, was, is, will always be Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah will remove the poverty and remove the sins. So great Bisharat there as well for Umrah and Hajj, hadith in Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah.
Mufti Sahib, what are the virtues of Zamzam in history?
When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam saw, like today, you see, when a person has two wives, three wives, four wives, then you can see the tension is building up and so forth. So lo and behold, you must remember the old wife Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, the new wife Sayyida Hajara radiallahu anha. You can say Hajar, you can say Hajara. So you must remember that you call it Tarkhim. You must remember that also. So anyway, in the Arabic Balagha and rhetoric and so. Anyway, both ways is totally permissible. Say the Hajar, say the Hajara radiallahu anha. So she is the lady, now she gave birth to Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Now things were a little bit, you know, getting a bit tension. So he, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, took her, say the Hajar radiallahu anha, and the beloved son, the baby, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, and left them biwadin ghayri zi zara'in in the Baytik al-Muharram. Just look at the word Quran used, in a valley. And if you study the Bible got the valley of Paran, P-A-R-A-N. And in Islam, the valley of Faran, with the Fa. Fa, you know, Alif, Ra, Alif, Nun, Faran. So Quran Sharif described the valley, Biwadin ghayri zi zara'in in the Baytik al-Muharram, that in that valley, where there's no vegetation, no habitation, nothing. So, you know, jungle, like you say, total, in Urdu to say jungle. So it means like a empty place. So if you want a reference of this, go open Surah Ibrahim, Surah 14 and verse 37. And he left them there. And then he left. When he moved away, she asked, "You're leaving us here? There's nothing here. Is this with the command of Allah or what?" Then he, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, pointed to the heavens. Look at the iman of Sayyidah Hajara radiallahu anha. She said, "Idan layyudayyana." Allah will never let us go to waste. So remember, when he moved away, he cried. He, after all, it's his wife, his son. So he cried to Allah. What he said? Faja'ala, this is the balagha, the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. Chapter 14, verse 37. Faja'ala af'idatam minan nas. Af'idatam minan nas. Ya Allah, let the hearts of some people be inclined towards the Baytullah. Tahwi ilayhim. They want to come here. If he shouldn't use the word min, then the whole world should be there. Imagine nowadays what chaos is going on there. So imagine the whole world. So min is for us Muslims and for us who have the love for Baytullah and the Haramain Sharifain. This morning one brother, that mashallah, I can take his name also, Hafiz Muhsin Randeri, he tells me, "We're really missing you because this is our like third trip. They made Hajj with us, they made Umrah with us, and now they're gone for Umrah." So you say, first time we're here and you're not here. So in shall I be making dua? I say alhamdulillah, very good. So see that how people have to want to go. It's a magnet. You want to go again and again. Then he cried to Allah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, "Warzuquhum min as-samarat." Ya Allah, grant them the samarat, the fruits. Fruit don't mean only food and fruit. La'allahum yashkurun. So ulama have written under this verse, the first dua that got accepted regarding warzuqhum min as-samarat was zamzam. So she, Sayyida Hajara radiallahu anha, she went up and down, baby is crying, thirsty, and lo and behold, seven times, therefore we make Sa'i seven up and down. And then Jibreel alayhi salam came with his wing, and he hit that portion there where the beer zamzam is, and water started gushing out. So you must remember, and then Nabi Ismail alayhi salam from beneath his heels and all that. So the water, all that, Ma uzamzama lima shuriba lahu. Hadith sahih, authentic in Ibn Majah. Whatever intention you drink zamzam water with, remember that will be effective. Al-Imam Shafi'i story I always give. And the history of zamzam, the virtues of zamzam. So Sheikh Sa'id Baghdash, he is the son-in-law of Sheikh Awwama, the great scholar, muhaddis, you must remember. So Sheikh Sa'id Baghdash wrote a whole book on this. So many other ulama wrote also. So anyway, so he mentioned the story there also. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he was there in Makkah from the age of two. So every day drink zamzam. Ya Allah, give me ilmun wafir, profound, great knowledge. Ya Allah, make me a rami, I must be a master in marksman. You know, we say sharpshooter today, we must shoot properly. So 9 times out of 10 is to hit the target with the arrow and so forth. And third one, Ya Allah, give me Jannatul Firdaus. So all got accepted, inshallah. So remember these type of dua. Now the beautiful hadith on Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. So drink so much zamzam, make tadallu. Do we know what is tadallu? That drink so much zamzam, it must go into every fiber of your body and your sides and your flanks and your ribs and everything. The people who drink little bit, is a sign of munafiqeen and hypocrites. Open Ibn Majah, Sahih Hadith. You will find it there. So you must remember, O Muslim, when you are there, Makkah Mukarrama, mashallah, in Medina also you get Zamzam there in the drums and so forth. So drink the maximum amount. And where you got pains and aches and so forth, then rub it also. InshaAllah, Allah Jalla will bless us with good health. And the greatest dua we should make is not only for shifa and cure. Ya Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fih. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come and meet you. So that should be the greatest dua.
Mufti Sahib, what is the history of the Hajar al-Aswad and why did it become black?
Remember one point regarding the last previous question, Mona Zaid, and esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah. I don't know about you, Maulana Zaid. When we were very young, now I'm speaking of 60 years ago, so in Madrasa primary, so when you ask the Maulana, you know, they tried their best. They were not really qualified or something. They teach, mashallah. Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. So you ask, you couldn't ask. They just tell you and you make GGG. They got the stick in the end. You ask questions, they'll give you one cut also. Like that. So they say, Zam Zam, what it means? Stop. That's incorrect. That is a nice story, but it's not correct. It's not authentic. So then what is the meaning of Zam Zam? Zam Zam means Al-Ma'ul Kathir. That's the meaning of Zam Zam. Zam Zam means great amount of water. See South Africa. We are right here in Durban, Tongaat, North Coast. No water there. You got the whole ocean in front of you. Yeah, in the jungle, in the desert, Allah Ta'ala is showing Kudrat Ka Karishma. I show you one story quickly. We got few minutes left. Then I'll do a Hajar al-Aswad and then we finish. In time of King Faisal al-Shaheed, he was Shaheed in the year 75. People, the Westerners and non-Muslims said, no, you're just making us, you know. So he got the bigger scientists and all these people who test. And then when they tested the water, does that, all that, then they all agreed, no. This water, 100% is miracle water. You must remember. For how many thousands of years it's running. So that itself is a karamat, is a miracle, remember that. So we should remember, Ma'azamzam don't mean stop. Stop, it means Ma'i Kathir. Second one, Hajar al-Aswad. So remember that day, Jabal Abi Qubais, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent the stone from there, from Jannah, there to Hatu, Jabal Abi Qubais. And from there, it was then placed by the Kaaba, Musharrafa, and so forth. So it was whitish in color. But in Namaso, Wadatu Khataya Bani Adam, our sins have made it go dark. You know the Shias, the Kuffar, you know. See, you Muslims, you Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, you must remember this. It's an ajeeb incident. There was a group of Shia, they called themselves Karamita. That when they realize that their time is up, they wanted to come, cause damage there to the Baytullah. So they stole and ripped off the Hajar al-Aswad. For 22, 23 years plus minus, there was no Hajar al-Aswad. And when the Ahlu Sunnah retrieved it, you find 8 like pearls, you know. So that the whole thing is not Hajar al-Aswad. Nowadays when the crowd is big, so remember you, but now, if you go now, the crowd is small. And if you go very close, you will see like 8 pearls all broken, because that was the damage caused by the Kuffar, Shias, the Karamita. So that are the original. And that is why it's like, you know, darkish in color and so forth, because of our sins. And what are the virtue? Maulana, you are in Durban, you come back, what we will do? Shake hand, all that. Ulama and Sheikh Said Baghdash wrote on Hajar al-Aswad that when you make kiss there or you make istilam, you raise your hands, كَأَنَّهُ يُصَافِهُ يَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ, as though as you are shaking the hand, meaning, figuratively speaking, the hand of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is why we start there and we end there. So great, great virtues. Everything of Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa is miraculous. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa and give us opportunity. Bar, bar, haziri, nasib, فرما. Allah take us for Hajj, for Umrah, Ziyarat, Medina, time and time again. And every Muslim should go. Don't look at your pocket. You speak to the King of Kings, Almighty Allah. He, Almighty Allah, will make the means and so forth. Jazakallah khair to you, Mauna Zahid Khan. Inshallah, now the program, 12 o'clock is news. And then Mufti Hashim Bouda, the Nafs and Shaitan. And thereafter, 1 o'clock Adhan, 105 to 130, Surah Muhammad. Inshallah, today we'll complete the chapter, verses 31 to 38. 130 to 2, we'll go to the archive, Surah Mu'minun, verses 75 to 77. 2 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 340, the repeat of this morning's Q&A. And then from 340, 345 to 4 o'clock, the du'as and zikr. 4 to 5 will be Mauna Ridwan Kaji. 5 to 7, Mauna Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7.30, the repeat of today's tafsir, Surah Muhammad. And then 7.30 to 8, more Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 10, the discussion with Mauna Arafat Hatia and Mauna Salim Karim. Barakallahu fiqh. Nice, the news with Brother Yusuf Ali. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.